Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
No napping today.
Oh, God, he's got a hot show here. And we're interviewing Dennis Collins, who is a friend of Otto's for 35, 40 years. And we're going through, literally, part of the friendship, but part of it is Dennis's health situation and how, obviously, modern medicine has helped him. But the support of friends and family are tremendous. But we can't lose sight of the fact that it is, and I'm being very honest, and I think you're wonderful, Dennis's attitude. Because, again, I read a lot of different things, and if you read the Meditations of Marcus Aurelius, he basically says, you know, we all go through it. You can go through it whining, or you can go through it by accepting it and finding a better way. And you know people who have had similar situations and their life is over. And here you're in here today on the radio with your wife talking with us about it. Somebody else doesn't get out of bed. But you both have the same thing. I don't, you know, it's how you deal with it. And what I want to touch on is the two amputations put you in a rehab center for 100 days. That in itself is
Twice.
Well, that's it. Mind-boggling. I want to talk about how that was, but more importantly, your strength knowing you had to do it the second time. You know, everybody, the first time I walk out here and I fall. But if I walk out the next time I know I have to fall again, I'm nervous. That, you know, your strength doing that to me is just so remarkable.
Well, you have to take into consideration that I was there the first time. I spent 100 days. I will say, you know, you get 2 hours of what I call training or therapy in terms of abilities. But I used to say of the place, I've never been put in jail, but this is the nearest thing.
Wow.
You know? I mean, because there you are. You know, first time I had a great roommate. He came in when we came in together. And he stayed 100 days also. We checked out.
Similar situation?
No, he had a motorcycle accident and was really banged up. Bad.
Okay.
And in any event, you know, I knew I could do it. So, first of all, every morning you get up, what's the mission? The mission is to get yourself squared away, go downstairs, and start working out when it's your time. You know,
right.
Cooperate and do what you can do to get better. And each day you get a little better. And I would say to other people who were coming in, feeling, you could see it in their faces, you know, feeling bad, feeling low. And I would say, you'll get better every day. You'll get a little better. So that helped me by saying that, by talking to them. I kind of made friends or relationships there, and that helped them. And together we would move through the process. So whether it was the first 5 years ago, what I call the first 100 days, or this past 6 months ago, second 100 days, you still have the same mission in mind. That's what you have to do. And if you're smart, you'll share with other people. If you go it alone, you're not going to do so good.
Right.
It's a miserable place in the first place, you know. So,
but what you did, what you said, and I just wanted to stress that, I think it's very important. By you basically trying to help others, you helped yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
And but you helped them. So when you're seeing, and they hopefully in turn realize, try to take a negative and put every negative has a positive. I'm not, guess what? Nobody's happy with stuff that happens in life. You know, nobody has that. But nobody's going to have the perfect life. So you have to accept it and do the best you can. But by you turning around and telling the other guy, and they could have been younger or older than you, like, come on, snap out of it. It could be worse. And you have that personality. So it brightens your day a bit because you're helping somebody. But
sure,
you really did address them.
It's not as charitable move as one might think, because out of that quote-unquote charitable move, it's very selfish. You feel better about
it. I understand what you're saying.
You get a positive reaction about it. So
I think another point that's important here is you said when you got up that day, your mission for that day was whatever it was, all right? You're taking it in steps. And I think that's the only way you can get through a lot of things in life is to just take it in pieces. Don't get overwhelmed with the whole picture. You know, about eating the elephant, all right? You can only eat an elephant one bite at a time. And that's true with almost everything in life. You know, if you project too far out.
I agree. That's true.
You know, if you go beyond today, you can plan a little bit. There's no question about that. But you can only in your mind lock it in at that time. I think you have to live in the time and the moment. And then you look back and you say, 30 days, when I came in here 30 days ago, I couldn't do whatever. Now I can.
Right.
You know?
And you do make that kind of reflection. That helps you because you realize 30 days ago, I could not do that. 30 days ago, I had just spent 6 days in a hospital. And when you're in a hospital bed, you lose all your muscles and all that. And it takes time to get that going. And then you realize, wow, 30 days ago, I couldn't do this. Now I can do this. And then you fast forward and you say, if I can do this 30 days from now, I'll be even that much better.
You know, I try to do that
so much more.
I try to do that when I'm waiting on a long line. If you're on a long line, all right, and you're all the way in the back, and then you look back maybe 10 minutes later, you look back and, wow, there's a whole lot of people behind me now. So
right.
I'm moving up there, you know, and that gets me through these lines. I guess that came from my Navy days. You know, everything was a line. You know, when you went to the bathroom, whatever you did, you had to wait on line. And, you know, it was that mentality, I think, in a trite way, is the same, you know.
Well, you know what it is, too, which and everybody's different age in this room, but at some point, you register how time passes, you know, and somebody won't do it till they're 90, and somebody could do it at 25 to realize, like, last summer, it's like, it's this summer's coming up already. Wow, it wasn't that bad. Or something that I thought was going to be a disaster has worked out, and time has moved on. And if you get stuck, almost what you're saying, stuck in the moment of this is the worst thing in the world, you'll never get out of it. And then here you are, 100 days has passed twice.
Yep.
You know, and it has, and here you are, you know, having the gift of me in front of you. I mean, what else
there
do you
go.
Want?
I'm going to add a little motivator here. Dennis's story had another one, part to it. And in the first case, Dennis was one of his big long-term motivators was to be at his daughter's wedding and to dance with his daughter.
Which this was the first or the second?
First.
The first one.
Oh,
yeah.
Which
God.
He did.
Yeah.
And that was
12, 13, 14.
That was
an
tough
easy date. That's,
12, 13, 14 is the wedding?
That was the wedding, yeah. So, we made it down the aisle. And my daughter whispers in my ear and she goes, Daddy, it's not supposed to be about you. Everybody's clapping for you.
Well, were you doing the hustle or no? I mean.
So, and I'm going down the main aisle of church and I'm moving too fast because I can hardly walk in the first place. So I says, I got to get to that pew quick. So I think she went down the aisle much quicker than she thought, you know. But that's the way it goes. She's still talking to me.
Of course. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, those are the special moments.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the moments you can't make up and you'll never get again.
Second round.
Go ahead.
All right. His same daughter is now going to have a baby.
Well, she had it.
And she did.
Yeah.
And there's a new Dennis in the world.
Oh.
And that was through hurdles also.
So this is very recent. No, 14. When did she have the baby?
He's 21 days old today.
Oh, I was just going to say, because she just...
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, he was just visiting with me yesterday, and he's He's a great guy.
Oh,
already.
Wonderful. Yeah. No, I knew that's what I'm saying. It's had to be.
He's a Collins and he's a dentist, so it's got to be.
Yeah, what do you know about that? That's just terrific kids, you know. So.
Now, where they live?
They live down in Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're what I call their beach people.
Okay, that's fine.
You know, their front yard is the boardwalk. You know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know, and she's a volleyball player, and she's playing volleyball. That'll change a little bit now, though, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
And your other girls?
My other girls, one lives in Williston Park.
Okay.
One lives in Garden City on the west side of town. I'm on the east side of town, okay. So thank God that's good for a little space is important.
Right.
Okay. And the other one lives in the city. You know, so.
That's nice. See, it's nice also to have them around.
Oh yeah,
you know, because you know, they can come and visit and torment you when they want, when you need it. How's Daddy today? And guess what? They can come by.
They torment their poor mother more. It's amazing.
I don't think it's listening out there.
They spoil. I think they're talking about something completely different. You know?
Yeah, it's not in the background.
Yeah. So. Be that as it were. Yeah, she would have turned around with that remark.
Yeah. Come in and slap you.
She had been listening. So.
No, but it really is. It's you know, you have to. I mean, and it's very hard. And again, I think younger people, it's harder to accept it. But you have to be thankful for what you have.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible thing to say. You can always find somebody that has it worse.
Oh, for sure.
And not that you're looking for somebody to have it worse so that you feel better.
You see it every day.
I know you do. And it's just like
you see it every day. Whether you turn on the TV or look at Newsday and you go, oh.
And I'm not even talking about a physical situation, but you have just somebody that they have nobody. It breaks your heart. It's like, this is, you know, they have no house, whatever it is. I mean, situations that just suck.
You know, this is where we put a commercial in for Project Independence, because one of the goals of Project Independence is when there are people like who don't have a lot of people to share with, that's where Project Independence does come in handy, because they got a social worker, nurse, and lots of social opportunities, which people should take advantage of.
Right, I agree, 100%.
If you don't share with the social workers and the nurses, and when you go to these things...
Well, Project Independence is reaching out, but I will say that... I'm going to say shut-ins, okay? I had many years ago, my father had a friend, Art Wiener, and he had a radio show out of Fordham University similar to this.
Okay.
And his radio show, and he was an amputee, Art Wiener. And now I'm going back 60 years, okay? And he and Art Wiener were buddies, and Art had this show, and... it was called Shut-Ins, but it really was about reaching out to people. But he was a tough old guy, Art. He said, you got to reach back.
100%.
I want to hear from you.
Right.
You know? And that was in the days before talk radio. But, you know, he said, here I am. I'm at the radio station, Fordham University. Drop me a line.
I agree with that. We have to go into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're right back. Thank you.